from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Sporting fans around the world are mourning three-time world heavyweight boxing champ Muhammad Ali. Born Cassius Clay and converted to Islam, is dead after a 32-year battle with Parkinson's disease. VOA's Carla Babb reports Ali died in Phoenix, Arizona, late Friday at the age of 74.
In 1964, he shocked overwhelming favorite Sonny Liston to win his first world heavyweight title. Washington Post newspaper sports columnist Mike Wise says the confident boxing great continued to dominate, fighting with both his fists.
These represent dynamite.
And his words.
He was probably the first guy, the first athlete in America to brag about something and back it up. Nobody boasted in those days.
I'm the greatest. I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
Clay had joined the Nation of Islam and changed his name after that fight to one that is revered around the world, Muhammad Ali. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
China could end up erecting a wall of great self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said today. Carter told Asian defense ministers, security analysts, and scholars gathered for a security forum in Singapore there is growing anxiety about Chinese actions in the strategic waters and elsewhere. Of particular concern is whether China will continue and follow through with its proposed dredging of the Scarborough Shoal, also claimed by the Philippines. Carter called such action provocative and destabilizing. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has held an emergency closed-door meeting to hear briefings about the blocking of the humanitarian aid in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jaafari, dismissed claims that his government is hindering deliveries to certain areas. The International Syria Support Group, a coalition of world powers, had called for the World Food Program to unilaterally deliver food to besieged Syrians starting June 1 if access wasn't granted by the Syrian government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault held talks today to discuss specific challenges facing a proposed Israeli-Palestinian peace conference. Reporters asked Mr. Kerry if parts of the West Bank should be opened up to greater development, commerce, and movement.
That's something we shouldn't do in a haphazard way like this. There's some very specific things we'll all talk about and see what we do. But we want to be constructive.
On Friday, France hosted top diplomats from the West and the Arab world to discuss the proposal. Israeli and Palestinian representatives were absent from Friday's discussions. 5 years after war broke out in Sudan's South Kordofan state, the United Nations Refugee Agency reports thousands of people continue to stream out of the region, most heading for South Sudan. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In the lead-up to South Sudan's independence in 2011, conflict erupted between Sudan's government and a rebel movement, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North. The UN Refugee Agency reports the problems that were pushing people to flee their homes back then continue to this day. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says so far this year, more than 7,500 refugees have crossed the border to Yida in South Sudan's Unity State.
From the refugees, we're hearing of escalating violence, talk of ground attacks, aerial bombings, the recent arrivals. We're also citing lack of food, no access to schools for their children.
And some people have become trapped and are unable to escape. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
FIFA, the international governing body of football, says the group's former president, Sepp Blatter, and two other top officials awarded themselves pay raises and bonuses worth more than $80 million over 5 years. Details of FIFA's internal investigation were released Friday, one day after police raided FIFA's Zurich headquarters to seize evidence for the investigation of possible corruption among FIFA officials and others. Analyzing 9 years' worth of data collected by a NASA satellite, U.S. and Canadian scientists have discovered 39 unreported major sources of sulfur dioxide. Clusters of coal-burning power plants, smelters, and oil and other gas installations were located mostly in Middle Eastern countries, but also in Mexico and Russia. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.